The ultimatum basically is in reflection to the agreement we had with government to suspend the destruction. And the agreement, according to Uganda Medical Association and the Doctors Fraternity, we agreed with government that the implementation of the presidential directives, especially when it comes to the chronic lack of drugs and sundries in the hospitals, we are so much perturbed by doctors being placed in different hospitals, and their presence is literally having less benefit when it comes to service delivery. The issue of drugs shortage, medical equipment, and having doctors dying because of being exposed. We had minimum sundries, we had minimum protective gear, but this of late, the past 1 month, that is November, we had a slight increase in the PPEs in the different hospitals, but still, they were not enough.
Have you engaged the government or officials at the health ministry to address some of these concerns that you have? Because obviously you have agreed with the government. The reason why you stopped the industrial action or strike.
We've engaged government. Actually, we've had different meetings with the government officials. And why I'm bringing up this issue is government has worked on the issue of PPE, protective gear. They have supplied, but they've not supplied enough. They've supplied, yes, but not enough. But when it comes to critical other issues, the drugs that we need to use in the hospitals, you saw the story running that the Prime Minister had to go to Mithiana Health Center 4, Mithiana Hospital, to see by herself to prove that patients were asked to give a sum of about 150,000 shillings to buy drugs and consumables, a mother who has sanctioned for Caesar. And for sure, she went on the ground and found out the mother was sanctioned for Caesar. But what you use? There were no Caesar, there were no sutures, there were no gloves, there were no consumables to use for this mother. In theater, even the anesthetic drugs were not available. So they were last supplied in September last year. And you'd expect that consortment to handle the cases up to January.
You said that you are informed that the Ministry of Health has yet to submit the budget for salary increment of doctors and health workers. How did you know this? And in your engagement, have you brought this up with the officials at the health ministry?
Yes, we had engagements with different government stakeholders. We had engagements with the Committee on Health in Parliament, and this was not yet done. Ministry of Health had not submitted their budget when it comes to the payment of doctors, the welfare of doctors, and also the full budget, including the drugs and sundries. And this is the pain that we have, because the budget framework process is ongoing, so we'd expect these factors to be included, because it was a directive passed by the president. So now, why aren't people respecting a presidential directive? This must be factored in by Minister of Health, so that Minister of Finance can capture it in the budget. 400 billion was earmarked for the salary of doctors. 250 billion was earmarked for this increment of drugs and sundries. So the question is, why aren't these things factored in by Ministry of Health? So the delay.
You said at the presser that a number of officials at the health ministry are working to sabotage the presidential directive and want to increase the salary over the next 5 years. As has been the case in the past. Do you know these people who are doing it, and why haven't you submitted their names to all these institutions you've been engaging in order to address your concerns speedily?
Yes, we are not in the battle of name and shame. We are not in the battle of victimization of individuals. We are in the battle of we are looking at institutional structure and operation. That is clear. There are individuals who want to sabotage the directive. There are individuals, for example, if you went to public service, the individuals who came up with the ideology of stepwise increment. How do you have stepwise increment on already earmarked 400 billion for the health workers? So they want to include other civil servants into this allocation of the 400 billion. Please, health workers have given their lives. They've died in giving a service the past 2 years. So there's no way you can say, also someone who is a district chief, or for example, a chief in a sub-country, who was actually home-sitted the past 2 years, is meant to have an increment at such a time when our priority is on health and the economy.